أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على صاحب الدعوة النبوية والسنة والعصمة الفاطمية والعلم الحسنية والشجاعة الحسينية والعبادة السجادية والناصر الباقرية والعصر الجابرية والعلوم الكاظمية والحجج الوزعية والجود التقوية والنقوة النقوية والهيبة العسكرية والغيبة الإلهية. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد وقوله الحق وهو أصدق الصادقين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فمن هجك فيه من بعد ما جاءك من العلم فقل تعالى ندعو أبناءنا وأبناءكم ونساءنا ونساءكم وأنفسنا وأنفسكم ثم نبتهل فنجعل لعنة الله على الكاذبين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. And say to him who disputes therein after the knowledge has come to you, say, come, let us call our sons and your sons, and our women and your women, and ourselves and yourselves. Then let us humbly pray and invoke the curse of Allah upon the liars. I have just recited ayah number 61 of Surah Al-Ali Imran. This ayah was presented by the Prophet as a challenge to the Christians of Najran, who after much argument did not agree to believe in one God and were also not willing to pay the jizya, an Islamic tax. Najran was a large center of people who had changed from idol worship to Christianity. The Prophet had sent letters to the heads of different countries inviting them to Islam. One such letter was addressed to the Christians of Najran. The Christians of Najran sent a delegation of 60 people, considered to be the most wise and knowledgeable from their community, to meet with the Prophet. They had a discussion with the Prophet and argued that Hazrat Isa was the Son of God. Allah sent ayah number 59 of Surah Al-Imran as an answer.
إِنَّمَا فَلَيْسَ إِنَّ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ آدَمَ خلقه من تراب ثم قال له كن فيكون.
Surely, the example of Isa to Allah is like that of Adam. He created him from dust and then said to him, be, and he was. The Christian leaders could not answer to this argument. However, they were being stubborn and accepted the challenge of Mubahala presented in Ayah 61 of Al-Imran, which I read in the beginning. It was agreed between the two parties that the contest would take place the next day in the open desert outside the city of Medina. On the 24th of Zilhajj, 9 after Hijra, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came out from Mubahala. He held Imam Hussein alayhi salam in his arms, and he held Imam Hassan alayhi salam by his hand. Hazrat Fatima alayhi salam came behind him, while behind her came Imam Ali alayhi salam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to them, when I pray, you should say Ameen. In obedience to the verse of Mubahala sent by Allah, the Prophet had brought Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein as his sons, Hazrat Fatima as his women, and Imam Ali as his self.
The Christian priests, on seeing the beautiful and shining faces in front of them, became spellbound. Their hearts trembled, and they began to shake on seeing the power radiating from the Ethelbaite. The leader asked someone, "Who are these persons who have come with Muhammad?" The man told them the names and the relationship with the Prophet. He could not hold his patience any longer, and he cried out, "By God, I am seeing such faces that if they were to pray to God to move the mountain, God Almighty would move the mountain for them. O you people of Najran, if you contest with Muhammad in this prayer of invoking curses on the liar, then I warn you that all of you will be destroyed and not a single soul will remain on this earth. I feel that it would be better to surrender to them and obey them." When the Prophet heard these words, he remarked, "By God, had the Christians of Najran contested with us, they would have been transformed into monkeys and swines. Fire would have rained over them." When the Christian leaders backed away from Mubaila, the Prophet gave them two choices, either to accept Islam or agree to come to terms. The Christians would not agree to accept Islam, and therefore a treaty was signed on the following terms. 1. Every year, the Christians of Najran would give to the Islamic government 2,000 pieces of clothing, the cost of which would be 40 dirhams each. 2. They would also provide 30 horses, 30 camels, 30 battle armors, and 30 spears, temporarily to the Muslim army if the Prophet needed these in any war. The treaty was dictated by the Prophet,
written by Imam Ali,
and had the signatures of four companions of the Prophet as witnesses. In addition to the treaty, the Prophet also promised to provide protection for the entire community of Najran. After the Christians returned home, a few people from Najran came to Medina and willingly accepted Islam and became true Muslims. The event of Mubaila concluded that 1. The best of Allah's creations are the Ahlul Bayt. 2. The Ahlul Bayt are the purest and holiest people. 3. The true family of the Prophet are the five who came to Mubaila. The event of Mubaila is an extremely important part of history because it shows how close the Ahlul Bayt were to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Ali alayhi salam used to be called the soul of the Prophet after the event, because the Prophet took him to the field of Mubaila as his soul. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he gives us the true guidance to follow the Ahlul Bayt. Ameen. Eid Mubarak.
Allahumma salli wa sallim wa zid wa barik ala rasul.